Good morning to everyone and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Brother Ephraim again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. The previous verse is speaking of the ungodliness in the world, being perilous times in the last days, men being lovers of their own selves, and just goes down the list there, and then it ends with this verse, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And it's speaking of these things increasing in the last days. So I understand that as the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, as that also being an increase in the last days. And I believe we are in the last days, and I believe it's right to look at this verse. What does it mean? When do we have a form of godliness, but are denying the power? And if we find ourselves in that we would turn away from the form of godliness and turn to the real power, which is in Jesus Christ and his cleansing blood. I'd like to identify the false religion that just has a form of godliness in some manner this morning. And my hope and my aim would be that in warning one another, that we can turn to the truth and abide in Christ. The first thought, the devil also has a form of godliness. He comes transformed as an angel of light. And so the form of godliness may mean nothing other than just an outward appearance. False religion that has a form of godliness will defend that form, for it is a cloak under which they are hiding who they really are. Challenge the form of godliness, and you will be in trouble with them. The false religion that has a form of godliness, it will have a morality of a legal sort. And also, the power of godliness is the cross. And the unconverted man that has the form of godliness, he has a desire to evade the cross. And that's why that's one of the reasons why there's a form but not the reality. He's evading the cross. And the cross is the power of godliness. The Holy Spirit is the power of godliness. And without the Holy Spirit, we are very, very likely. But if we're trying to be religious but have not the Holy Spirit, we're going to fall into this category of just having a form of godliness. For in Romans 8, it says that all they that have not the Spirit of Christ, they are none of his. The false religion that just has the form of godliness, it cannot attribute a newborn life to the power of God. It's so devastating when there's a person that gets born again, and his life is renewed. He's not the same person he used to be. He's cleansed from his sin, and he's experiencing the power of God in his life. And then the religion that he had been in, it will think he's out of his mind. And sometimes it thinks that he needs to be hauled off to a psychiatrist and get the psychiatrist to put him on some drugs. What a disaster. That religion that just has a form, it is overprotective, always on the defense. Whereas the true religion, the true people of God, filled with the Spirit of God, it will be going out into the world, preaching the gospel, and being on the offense, taking the kingdom, and taking people and snatching them away from the devil and bringing them to Christ. But the false religion that just has a form, it builds fences around, it builds walls, and has all kinds of rules and regulations trying to keep the world out and its own people in. But the true Church of Jesus Christ is not that way. It, like I said, it's on the offense. And this religion is often unwilling to take literally words that require God's intervention. For example, love your enemies, like Jesus commanded. Well, it's very hard for those that just have a form of godliness to love their enemies and to be actively doing good to those that hate them. Because in those situations, often we are, you know, we're undone. We don't know what our enemies are going to do to us. We might get killed. We might be despised and afflicted. But we just leave that with God and we take literally his words. And the other thing, the other lie that will come out of the false religion is that once a sinner, always a sinner. They don't believe in the power of God to change a sinner from his sinful ways. And it's a fearful thing for people to believe that lie, that you know, once a person is bound up in something, he's just always going to have to battle with it. You know, it's going to be a battle the rest of his life. You hear those things. It's not true. The power of God has the ability to turn a sinner away from his sinful ways, to cleanse his heart, to cleanse his defiled heart, and give him a new heart, and translate him out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of God. Hallelujah. And it says, from such turn away. Let us turn away from all form of godliness and put on the true godliness and abide in Christ, that his words abide in us. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I pray that today we could be delivered from the spirit of fear, which is it captures us and binds us. It's bondage. The spirit of fear is, may we fear the Lord and not fear man, not fear what man can do and all the different fears that this world is so bound up in. And may we have power of the Spirit of God, power of the blood, and love in our life. May we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and have a sound mind. Praise God for his goodness. I'd like to sing you a couple verses of a song speaking about the power that is available to the Christian. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's side. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious